Mike DeWine's first meeting was Wednesday with Johnson & Johnson and Teva Pharmaceuticals. He told Cleveland.com that it was to establish priorities such as prevention, education, treatment, and the crisis in foster care the opioid epidemic has created. Ohio's is one of 200 lawsuits that have been filed by state and local governments against the companies that make and distribute opioids. Local communities, including Cuyahoga and Summit counties, have filed separate suits. Many of the suits have been consolidated in the Cleveland courtroom of federal judge Dan Polster. This week, he told lawyers he wants to, quote, do something meaningful to abate the crisis and do it this year. He said a January 31st meeting for the 13 states who are suing. Most of the cases claim the manufacturers engaged in a high-stakes marketing campaign that misled doctors and the broader community about the risks of their drugs and continued to distribute the drugs even when there was evidence they were ending up on the black market. The companies have claimed they're trying to help communities combat the crisis. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.